Big D Entertainment, in association with Dipsy Doodle Productions, presents the Dave Holly Hour, brought to you by TJS Ceramic Studio, Posh Boutique in the Bridges at 57th, The Sky & T, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, Jesse Moffitt Entertainment, and the Sioux Falls Arts Council. The Dave Holly Hour features Sioux Empire arts and entertainment conversations. A true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Welcome, one and all, to episode number 202. This will be an abbreviated version of our usually wonderful format, as this is the By the time you hear this, my love and I will already be in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. In fact, as this is Thursday, we will be on our way to Lynchburg, Tennessee to tour the Jack Daniel's distillery, Dave said with a smirk and a wink. That's right, it's vacation time, and as we will actually be gone a full week, that means no show next week. Episode 203 will air Thursday, November 2nd, and as for this week, one very personable singer, actor, our guest, Etta McKinley. And yes, she does like singing her namesake. But first, let's pop the cork on this bubbly little show.
Time to grab your favorite beverage, lift it high, and toast it to being Thursday, a.k.a. Weekend Eve.
Hey, the weekend isn't around the corner. It's here.
So long, hump day and your frumpy way. We say hello to Thursdays with opening nights. The weekend is near and we can see the bright lights. Yes, Thursday, you're so hearty, we can't wait for Friday, so a day early, we start the party.
Whatever you're drinking out of might be dependent upon what time, where, and so forth that you would be listening to the program. But no matter what, lift them up. Lift it up high to R&R. Okay, yes, so it's me that's getting ready to take a vacation. But here's to you and wishing you get the rest and relaxation you deserve in your lives. Vast majority of us work hard because we have to. Yes, it gets busy, and I am one of those that believes being busy beats boredom. But the best word is balance. So it's time for this guy and gal to recharge. And don't make the excuse that you don't have the time. Make the time. 5 or 10 years down the road, you're not going to remember this week and go, oh, I should have been at work, or you won't remember if you did work any of those accomplishments. But chances are you will remember the time we got away. The Weekend Eve Toast is brought to you by The Sky & T. The Sky provides all caps fun, and that is best had with friends. Have fun playing darts, shooting pool. Have fun listening to great live music from local musicians. You know what? Pretend you're one of them. Be a great singer. Have fun singing at karaoke. You need some extra room to hold a company party or a benefit? Well, The Sky's back room fits that bill. No matter what's going on at The Sky, it's local and it's lively.
Honorable mention.
What made Dave smile even brought a tear of happiness as well as a tear of joy for a great man. To that mighty little theater on the other side of Interstate 90 from Brandon, the mighty Corson Art Players did it. We attended opening night of They Promised Her the Moon. We were part of a sold-out audience, an audience that witnessed a remarkable play and an even more remarkable cast in an over-the-moon production and performance, pun intended. If you're unfamiliar with the situation, they lost their managing artistic director and board president, Brian Shipper, who was also directing this show. He died in an auto accident in mid-September. Every single person involved in one way or another in this production stepped it up. Brian's presence was felt, and he would have been so proud. If you missed it this past weekend, you're in luck. Tickets are available for Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. Go online to mightycorson.com. Up next, singer-actor Etta McKinley on the Dave Holly Hour.
Check out the new ceramic studio in Sioux Falls, conveniently located off Kiwanis Avenue on 5th Street. TJS Ceramics, inside Oscar's Mini Storage. We have thousands of classic vintage ceramic mold items and several new items, too. TJS Ceramics offers classes, special open studio nights, and completed ready-to-purchase items. Bisque studio time or painting parties are available. Visit TJS Ceramics Studio in person today or email tjsceramics@gmail.com for more details.
Ladies, when it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys, it's okay to treat yourself too. Quality Nails. Call for an appointment. 605-334-1463.
Helping women feel empowered and confident is what Posh Boutique at the Bridges at 57th does, while supplying high-quality clothing that fits your lifestyle, personality, and price point. Whether you want comfy and cozy, casual attire, or something for a special occasion, Posh provides quality, selection, and value. They carry sizes extra small to 3X and have something appropriate for any age. Feel empowered and get confident. Posh Boutique at the Bridges at 57th.
The Dave Holly Hour, like eavesdropping on a great conversation between two very interesting people.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, let's say it together because we're getting so used to it. It's always a pleasure to talk Sioux Empire arts and entertainment. And I love it when I get a first-time guest on here, and I do mean first time, because I have the feeling if she sticks around in Sioux Falls for a while, and she's nodding her head yes, that she will be on more than once. Etta McKinley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Great to see you, as always.
Good to see you.
And we get to see you a lot because, well, you're on stage a lot.
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yes, and you know, the fun thing was, you know, the first time that we ever saw you was Goodnight Theater.
Yeah.
And you're in Goodnight Theater a lot.
I am.
And it's always lovely. And I just want to know, though, because you're an incredible singer, were your parents thinking you were going to be that when they named you?
So funny story about that.
Okay.
Legally, my name is not Etta McKinley. It's actually Abigail Turner.
Okay.
Etta McKinley is my birth name. I'm adopted.
Right.
So when I got adopted, I was named Abby. But I kind of took back my name because I was
okay.
Like, I feel more like Etta anyway. But yeah, when I was younger, they put me in music everything, and they were like, she's gonna be a singer. Like, there's no doubt. I started singing in church as a child.
Abby James.
No, for
Etta
real.
McKinley.
Like,
that's all we need. We've made it full circle now, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
So, what is your favorite part? Do you like to act, or is it more the singing?
I prefer to sing
the
more.
Sing. Okay.
It's easier for me than the acting, to be real.
But you're such a natural ham, though.
Oh,
I mean, when you're on stage, you know, it's, you know, some people will say, oh, yeah, well, you know, it's nice and great singing and so forth, but you're an entertainer.
Yes.
When I see you sing, you are entertaining.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, you know, because you're dancing, you're moving around, and most importantly, you're smiling up there and having a great time, and it's just so fun to watch you. When did
that.
You know that that was something you were going to be doing a lot of?
Like musical theater?
Musical theater. When did that make you go, you know what, Etta? Let's just go ahead and start, you know, having a whole bunch of fun on stage.
Well, when I was in high school, I started doing show choir.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of got me more into performing.
Right.
I wasn't really into musical theater actually at all in high school. But then my senior year, when I was looking into colleges, I found the American Musical Dramatics Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, this looks kind of good. And so I ended up applying and I got in. And as soon as I started that first day, like just hearing what everyone like does and like the kind of jobs you'd be doing, and I just kind of fell in love with it. I was like, I want to perform. Like, I want to make it my career.
Well, we're so glad that you are deciding at this point that Sioux Falls is where that career should be.
Yes.
Because it's so great, as I mentioned already, to see you on stage, to see your personality come through and so forth. But what made you, obviously, you know, you started, your parents and everyone along with you has been,
I don't want to say push, because that sounds negative. They've been guiding you in this path then. You know, where did you go? Besides, you know, when you got to American Music Attic, did I put it in the right order?
AMDA? AMDA.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But before you got there, and you said, you know, the show choir in high school kind of got you into it, but the singing part itself, when did you go, this is neat too?
Well, I started singing when I was like 5 years old in church, and I like, you know, I enjoyed it, and I wasn't able to be on the actual worship team because I was too young at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my first ever solo when I was in second grade, and my teacher asked me, she was like, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I was like, I want to be a singer. And she was like, well, we got to get you in front of a mic if you want to do that.
Right.
So I got my first solo. It was a Christmas concert, and it was Let It Snow, and it was so cute. And that was, yeah, it was my first time. And then after that, I just kept auditioning for things. And it was, yeah, after that, I was just like, I love music. I love to sing. It's just something.
What moves you in music?
I like songs that tell stories. I like being able to, when I sing, to be able to portray the story that I'm trying to tell. I feel like that's the best part about it.
Yeah, and it's so fun when that story comes out, you know, when you can relate to an audience.
Exactly.
It's just such a great thing for that, not just in terms of the performance, but, you know, the way that people feel.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because when we do go to a show, such as Good Night then, you know, first thing we want to do is be entertained.
Exactly,
And then eventually we want to go, wow, that was amazing, you know, because we just took in last night. We took in the Honky Tonk Cabaret.
Was it good?
It was phenomenal.
I need to go. I need to go.
It was absolutely phenomenal. So, you know, there's so much that music offers, and you know, there's a lot of memes out there and so forth that, you know, when you're happy, you know, the you like the music. When you're sad, you listen to the lyrics.
Exactly.
But what I'm finding now in my, let's see, how would Frank Sinatra have put it? The autumn of my years.
Oh!
I'm really beginning now to take in, like you said, the storytelling aspect of it.
Yep.
Because I grew up, I didn't sing until I was a senior in high school.
Oh, okay.
I didn't, you know, actually be in chorus and so forth, but still loved singing, but it was usually just along to the radio in the car. Right. But, you know, and now, so I was big into the sound of things, and jazz band was my gig, and absolutely loved it.
What'd you play in jazz band?
A strange instrument called the valve trombone.
I also play trombone.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. You know, the only thing that I have left from high school, memorabilia-wise?
Yeah.
Is the thing right behind you. It says Louis Armstrong Jazz Award.
Oh my gosh.
I, you know, the any sports related thing, long gone, Letterman's jacket, actually would fit now, but it's been long gone.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I've kept and I will always have in my office / studio is that award.
Yeah.
That's from
1981. Oh.
Yeah. A long time ago, hon.
It's not that long. It's okay.
So I was big into the music aspect of it and so forth. And but now I'm really, really leaning more toward the storytelling.
Yeah.
And what are the songs that I really like? And I do find myself going back, you know, to a lot of the songs that obviously were popular when I was in high school, because I think that's what most people naturally do.
Exactly.
And now I'm appreciating even more of them. And I think that that's one of the things that I really enjoy about music is that later on, I mean, I'll be honest, I was not a huge Michael Jackson fan when the rest of the world was.
Yeah.
And now I sit there and go, you know, that was actually a pretty cool song.
I mean,
and what usually makes it that is when I hear somebody else singing it.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you're on stage and you're in a cabaret for Good Night, and it's a song that, you know, it's a cover, obviously, because it's cabaret. And I go, you know, I didn't care for that when it came out, but wow, powerful.
Very
Do you feel that too? Then yes. when you portray that?
Yes, 100%. Like when I did a Haunted Cabaret, I did a Stevie Wonder song, and I didn't really listen to Stevie Wonder like that. Uh-huh. I didn't know who he was, but after like singing it, I started getting into his stuff, and I was like, ooh, like I like his vibe, like it's good. Like,
yeah. Well, what name a song that you didn't necessarily care for, but after singing it and rehearsing it and getting it ready to perform, that you did say, this is dang good.
It's probably going to be such a big shocker. It was probably Under the Sea, to be real. I never cared for that song. I thought it was the most overrated Disney song like ever. I thought, like, no, I did not like it. But after, like, actually, like, rehearsing with it and, like, getting to add my own element into it, I was like, this song's, like, it's kind of fire. Like, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no doubt about that. And, gosh, when would you have recently performed that?
What was it, like, 2 weeks ago, maybe? A week ago?
Was that the biggest stage role that you'd had?
Here in town, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that was the biggest role.
Well, let's tell people what you were.
I was Sebastian the Crab.
How long did it take to get into that outfit, that costume?
Wow. I always had Jess, who played Ursula. She always had to help me zip up the pants. Like, yep. It took me a good 20 minutes, I would say, but I always had someone help me zip up those pants because they were hard.
What about moving around in it, though?
The first week was hard. I was trying to get used to it because I kept stepping on it. I kept tripping on it during rehearsal. It was bad. It was really bad, but I finally got it raised up a little bit because it was just too long. So, yeah, Brittany raised it up for me, so I was able to walk around and move in
right.
it. So,
oh, yeah, that Brittany Lewis, she's quite the gal, isn't she?
No, she is.
Yeah.
She is an amazing costume designer.
Yes, and an amazing director, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I did one under her last year. For yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
I love that.
Yes. And I can't say anything about what's coming up this year at all because it's a secret at this point.
Oh. I feel like I know the secret.
I think you might.
I think I might.
Because you got the inside track.
I do.
So when you started all this with Goodnight Theater and so forth, what drew you to it other than just the fact that you'd like to perform and sing?
Well, I was, when I came back from New York, I was looking around and I saw like all these shows happening and I was kind of like, okay, like who's doing these shows?
Right.
I want to be a part of them. Like I didn't know no theater company in town or anything. And I got in contact with my friend Jess Johansson and she was telling me about like, oh, these auditions coming up. And I was like, oh, okay. So it was the first time I auditioned for Goodnight was 2021. And that's how I got into Haunted and Reefer Madness.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yeah. It's been great to see that growth too. But
not for real.
speaking of growth, you know, just the arts community here in Sioux Falls, you know, because you were here, you go out and go to the Mecca, you go to the
exactly.
Big Apple.
Yeah.
And then you come back. Were you blown away by how much the arts community grew in that time?
Yes, mostly because, well, one, like I said, I didn't know much of it even existed here. So, like, when I was in New York, you know, I knew of all these different, like, theater companies that are, like, I was like, well, I want to audition for all y'all. But then I came back here and I found Goodnight first. And then after finding Goodnight, I found Premier Playhouse and all of them. And I was like, there's a lot of actual theater things here. Like, I thought, like, we had nothing, and we actually have a lot. Like,
right. You know, and I guess, you know, because I grew up down in Rock Rapids and have, with the exception of 2 years sowing the wild oats out in Colorado, have been in this area and worked in this area. And when I got my driver's license at age 16 and drove up here to Sioux Falls, the sign said population 68,000. You know, now it's over 200,000.
Well, yeah.
And so, you know, along with that growth, obviously you hope that there's growth in all areas.
Yeah.
And it's just been so fun to see how that scene has grown, you know, because when I came up here, yeah, it was better because you had more theaters to go to.
Yeah.
Movie theaters.
Well, yeah.
and, you know, culturally, you knew about Premier Playhouse, or back then the Playhouse before it became Sioux Empire Community Theater, now the Premier Playhouse.
Yes.
And you knew about that, but, you know, maybe the symphony.
Yeah.
You know, because usually the Christmas presentation that they have is just phenomenal.
No, for real.
and so it's like, okay, cool. Yeah. And then when I got a job here, actually in town, you know, 20 some years ago, I started looking around and go, we got some stuff going on here. And then along comes the sculpture walk. And I remember talking to Jim Clark when he was getting the sculpture walk just out there as an idea. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, that's nice. You know, good luck to you and so forth.
Yeah.
And then, boom, it hits. And now we're 20 plus years, and it's a draw.
It is.
You know, like, we have, yes, and I think that's the other thing about it. Besides that, the pavilion is all the other stuff that we have now actually brings people into town.
Yeah, no, you're right. It does.
Yes,
it does.
And, you know, we're seeing places that normally would not have been thought of as a venue. You know,
I mean, yeah,
for real. Full circle book come up.
I just performed there like a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, and I missed it, and I'm
You'll get
sorry.
The next one. It's okay.
I will. Yes. When is the next one then?
I don't have a date yet.
No date yet.
But it should
but
be coming
will.
Soon. It'll be
okay.
coming soon. Yes.
Well, I know something else that you're probably going to have to be involved with. And I heard an inkling that you and Allegra are putting something together.
We might be. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in the talks. It's been
all right.
Talks.
Excellent. Glad to hear that. In the talks.
Yeah.
All right. The other fun thing that happened watching you this year, that guy that, you know, he should be a storekeeper. Oh, Clinton Store. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You two performed at the Sioux Falls Arts Council's biennial awards in the arts.
Yes,
and brought down the house.
It was you know, really fun.
Yeah. And that hadn't been in the works prior, really, had it?
No, it hadn't.
It was just something you guys said, hey, well, sure, we'll do this.
Yeah, Kellen actually reached out to me and they asked if I wanted to perform. And I was like, yeah, like I'd be down. And then I was thinking about it and I was like, I low-key don't want to perform by myself, to be real. I was like, I didn't have anything and we're like right in the middle of Mermaid and
right.
I was focused on way too many other things. So I was like, maybe I should get like a duet partner. So I asked Clinton when we were at Mermaid rehearsals and he was like, yeah, let's do something. So,
well, it was rousing success.
Thank you.
You know, because I actually won an award at that.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. Congratulations.
Thank
way.
You. But, you know, so then the next week on the podcast, I talked about the whole event and so forth, but, you know, the big highlight was you two. It's like bringing down the house.
It was a good time. It really was.
If you get, first of all, do you ever karaoke at all?
I do.
Karaoke. Okay, well, you got to go out with us sometime on a second Saturday night of the month out at Red Rock in
Rowena. Let's do it.
Crazy Frank, he'd love you. But what is the go-to song?
My go-to song?
For Etta McKinley, if you only get one song to sing at karaoke,
ooh,
because it's so busy that night, what's the one you're picking?
Ooh, that is a hard question.
I get in one per interview.
One song. I think my song, I'm going to have to say it's going to be At Last by Etta James, because I love that song. I love her music. I'd rather go blind. Like,
yeah,
she's my go-to. She's
yeah,
my go-to.
That's fantastic. So yes. Do you get asked to perform at weddings a lot to sing that?
No, but I
think
would
we
be
need
down
to,
if someone
I was
wants
just going to say, I think we need to put that out there
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, no,
let's
if
market
y'all want
this.
Me, hit me up for real.
Etta sings Etta.
No, for real. I would. I'll do a whole show. You get it set up. I'll do it.
I love it. Who do you look up to?
Do I look up
musically?
To? Probably Nina Simone.
Mm-hmm.
I started listening to her at a very young age, and that's how I also found Aretha Franklin, who I also started listening to, and then Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
I love her so much. But I'd say those are my idols I've been looking up to.
Yeah. And how do you compare to them?
I can't. I can't. Not to the OGs. I can't do that.
No. Because, you know, one of the sponsors of the show, XL Chiropractic, I go there every week to get adjusted, and also the fact that my wife works for them.
Oh, okay.
But one of her docs is not a huge theater person,
mm-hmm.
but did go to Little Mermaid and came back and said it was so fantastic.
For real?
Yes. And he was talking about the vocal quality of everybody.
No, that
and,
cast
and
for
how
real.
It was such a standout. And, you know, there's some gal out there right now that's got some boyfriend in the National Football League or something. Taylor Swift, I think her name is.
Oh, yeah, I know you lie. Dave, I know you lie.
But anyway, his question was, because he was talking about Ariel.
Yes.
And he said, so what's the difference between her and Taylor Swift when her vocal quality is way up there as well? Said, you know, right spot, right time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
and
much. It's
because,
just about,
you know, and that's the thing that people forget. The quality of the arts and entertainment we have here
mm-hmm.
is off the charts, really.
It is. No, there's so
many
talented
Or we could do Mel
people.
B. Off the chains!
Okay!
My favorite Spice Girl of all time.
Yes.
Yeah.
That right there. Yes. Yes.
You ever thought of doing any competition thing like an America's Got Talent?
I have auditioned for America's
you
Got
have.
Talent. I've auditioned 3 times now.
Really?
Still haven't got on.
Hey, but good for you. You're doing it.
Yes. Maybe
you know?
Next time. There might be a next
right.
time. Right. I've taken a break from it because I'm like, I got other things I got to do, but
True.
I'll do it again eventually.
Yeah. All right. And so what is coming up for Etta?
I got Christmas Carol coming up.
Right.
I'm going to be a killer. And then after that, I got Live and Local in January.
That's right.
Good Night.
Yes.
And then I got a Broadway Gala fundraiser thing coming up as well. I don't know how much detail about that is out yet.
Okay.
But that will be coming in January as well. Then I got Sweeney Todd for Good Night.
Oh, my.
Ensemble. I'm so excited. Yeah.
Wow.
And then hopefully hair. I got auditions are in January, so I'll be auditioning.
Speaking of hair.
Yes.
How could you not make it?
No, for real. Like, for real.
You know, when I told Carrie that you were going to be coming over, she goes, will her hair fit in our apartment?
Oh, my God.
I love and then
that.
Today she says, maybe it'll be different, you know, because I kind of like to see what it looks like in the casual look.
No, for real. I only just wake up and I pick it out. Like, I go up and go.
Well, it's a signature piece for you. That's
it really
for sure.
Is. It
yeah.
really is.
You know, and it's all part of the beauty of Etta McKinley in terms of, you know, personality, looks, the singing ability. And you bring something to the stage.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But, you know, when somebody, when you're at an audition and a director will ask you, so, Etta, what do you think you bring to this? What's your answer?
Not my personality, for real. Like, I adapt.
Enough
to,
said right there.
No,
huh?
For real. Yeah. I adapt to characters pretty well depending on who I'm
yeah.
playing. I kind of take a little bit of them and a little bit of me and kind of just mix it together. I
right.
feel like it's easier to play the characters that way. So I have still a little bit of my own self
uh-huh.
in there, but like I'm still portraying the character as it should
right.
be. So I feel like, yeah, that's kind of how I do my things.
Well, and that's got to be very fun then at a cabaret because you've got so many different that you're playing.
Exactly.
Has
that's
there
why,
been,
yeah.
What's been your favorite cabaret song you've done so far with Goodnight?
Favorite? Because I've only been in Haunted Cabaret, so mm-hmm. I'd have to say Superstition.
Yeah.
This was my favorite one to sing.
See, now full circle back to Stevie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Full circle right there.
What are you hoping to do? Is there a song that you would love to perform or a particular musical you'd like to be in locally?
I would love to be in The Color Purple, but I don't
uh-huh.
think we have enough black people to do that yet.
Yeah.
So
yet.
We should get more.
Yeah.
We should get more. I'd love to be in that musical.
That'd be fantastic.
My favorite one.
Yeah. So when you're not part of the Empire's Yeah, I love that. Now I'm not even saying Sue. I'm just saying the Empire. Dun, dun, dun. When you're not part of the Empire's arts and entertainment scene, what do you like to be entertained by?
I play a lot of instruments. So I will literally just be at home and I write my music.
Oh.
I try to write music for our band. We're trying to come up with some original songs.
Your band?
Yes. Yes, I have a whole band.
A whole band?
I have a whole band.
Are we talking more than Etta and the Vendettas or whatever you're
doing? Oh, no, that's my...
That's
yeah.
yours.
I might have another one in the making,
okay.
but you know.
Wow. See, now here's another side that we hadn't even talked about, because normally that's one of the last questions I ask.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So tell us more about these bands then.
Yeah. So my band, they're called Etta the Vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
We all came together for Juneteenth, actually, of this year.
Okay.
I got asked to perform at Juneteenth, and I was just going to use like a karaoke track because I didn't have a band. So I was like, okay, but... I was like, I want live music. Like I sing better when I have live
right.
music. So I was like, okay. So I went to Full Circle one night for just an open mic night, and there was this guy, his name's Anthony, and he was playing his guitar, and I was like he's good. Like he's really good. So I talked to him afterwards and I was like, hey, like you wanna play with me on Juneteenth? And he was like, yeah, let's do it. So he was in, so I was like, okay, I just need like a drummer, maybe a bassist and a pianist.
Right.
So then I ended up hitting up Amy Morrison. Yeah.
God rest
and,
her soul.
No, rest in peace. Mm. Yeah, but she agreed. She was like, that'd be fun. Like, let's do it. And then I actually went on Facebook and I went on a musicians group, a Sioux Falls musicians group. And I put a little thingy out. I was like, okay, I'm looking for a drummer. I'm looking for a bassist. Like, who's available to do it this day? Mm-hmm. And I got two people hit me up and they're like, let's do it. So we rehearsed 2 days before Juneteenth because everyone was busy. Like
you seem to be, let's do this. And oh, yeah, it's in a couple of days.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I should have. I agree. I should have given more notice. That was on me. Like I did that very late. But yeah, we all got together. And then the day before and the day of, we got together and we did our song list. And then we just put on the performance. And it was all a right. good time. And also, so, Clinton joined me on that one as well, too.
Oh, tough to go wrong with that, man. Yeah. I know. So what's the new band then?
That is the one I'm talking with Allegra right now. We're kind of getting our members together, figuring out people to play and stuff. Mm-hmm. But that should be coming eventually as well, too.
Oh, wow. So much on the table.
I know.
So much. All right. So much. So lots of instruments. So you mentioned the trombone.
Yes.
What else?
I played clarinet in high school, saxophone, trumpet as well. I played tuba for one song, but I'm still going to count that as me playing tuba because I still played it.
Yeah. it's on the resume.
Exactly. I also played piano, a ukulele, guitar, violin as well. Yeah. I'm pretty busy with all my instruments. Have you ever heard of a kalimba?
I probably have. Refresh
it's
my
like,
memory.
So it's kind of like a xylophone, but it's handheld.
Handheld.
Yes. Yes. And so you kind of just pluck it. Yep. But yeah, I have that instrument as well. I love kalimbas.
Oh, wow. They're all so righty. Pretty. All right. So then we'll go to the final question. and you may not have anything to say because it sounds like you're pretty busy. But normally I ask, do you have any other hobbies? I'll phrase it this way this time. Do you have time for any other hobbies?
Sometimes, I mean, obviously I make time for my friends and stuff. Yeah. We'll just go and hang out. Like I try to make time for people to see when I'm not at work and all that. But otherwise I'm just buried in work and performances, which I mean, it's not bad right now. I like it. And like I said, it's not a job if I enjoy it so much. So I mean,
exactly.
I prefer it to be real like this. I like it like this.
Well, and we're so glad that you took time to be on this show.
Of course.
Oh, thank you so much. Etta McKinley.
Hey.
What a pleasure.
Thank you.
And Godspeed the rest of the way for you as well.
Amen.
All righty. And we'll be back to wrap up the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Comedy magician and hypnotist Jesse Moffitt's right. He can't play the piano, but he can sure entertain crowds with his amazing magic and clever quips. His shows always make the participants the stars, especially when they've fallen asleep on stage. They've been hypnotized. Are you the party planner in your group? Then you owe it to your group to make the event magical, even if it puts you to sleep. Here's how.
For booking information, go to Jesse Moffitt Entertainment on Facebook. That's JESSEMOFFITT. Or call 605-929-0964.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney know excellence is in you. That's why they provide you with excellent care at XO Chiropractic, improving your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will. Get results the natural way. Arrange a consultation, 605-332-9235 or exochiros.com. Excellent care for excellent people. XO Chiropractic, located at 4309 South Racket Drive in Sioux Falls.
Check out the new ceramic studio in Sioux Falls, conveniently located off Kiwanis Avenue on 5th Street, TJS Ceramics. Inside Oscar's Mini Storage, bisque, studio time, painting parties, and finished items are available. Visit TJS Ceramic Studio in Sioux Falls today.
People ask him where he got his top shelf voice. Dime store? Bargain. Once again, here's Dave Holly.
Thanks again to our guest, Etta McKinley. Most of all, thank you for listening, for the downloads, for sharing and following on social media, and those cups of coffee. Reminder, we're on vacation this week, and we'll return episode 203 on Thursday, November 2nd. If you haven't so far, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. For all 202 episodes, go online, DaveHollyHour.com. As the Sioux Falls Arts Council says, together we art. As Arts South Dakota says, home is where the art is. As I say, put some art in your heart. Remember, I'm Dave Holly, and for me, every day is a holiday.
Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by TJS Ceramics Studio, Posh Boutique, The Sky & Tea, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, Jesse Moffitt Entertainment, and the Sioux Falls Arts Council. If you would like to contribute to the continued success of this podcast, simply buy Dave a cup of coffee. Go to DaveHollyHour.com and click on the coffee cup icon. Don't forget to stay up to date on the show by following on Instagram and Facebook. The Dave Holly Hour is produced in the Dipsy Doodle Studios by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.